cut the breakfast discussion short. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. It is Wednesday, January 17th, and it is our annual special day programming called 24 Hours of Radio Art here at CITR and Discorder. If you've been tuned in today, you've been hearing a full day of experimental radio projects and pieces. There's just one that was playing that was a brilliant take on Google, asking Google a series of questions. Check out our website, citr.ca, to look at the whole schedule for the rest of the evening and overnight. And keep an eye out for podcasts if you missed anything. For the next chunk here in the evening, we're going to have some live performances for you all to listen to until about 10 p.m. Later on in the evening, we'll have a live set from Scant in Tone, as well as pre-recorded pieces from Andrew Singh and Jesse Taylor. However, right now, until about 8 o'clock, we're going to have a performance from interdisciplinary sound artist Alana Ho, and she is patiently waiting and prepared to start playing for us now. And what you'll be hearing is manipulations of objects. So she has a bunch of nice little gadgets and things to play around with a microphone that she'll be moving around in them. So that's what you'll be hearing for the next half an hour or so on the other side of this message. So stay tuned. This is Alana Ho, live at CITR 101.9 FM.
Black, 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 and red, 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 and black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, red, yellow, red.
January 17th is Art's birthday. To commemorate this momentous occasion, CITR will be transmitting 24 hours of radio art. Put on your art party hat and celebrate with artists all over the world by tuning into 101.9 FM in Vancouver or CITR.ca. Audio experimentation and sonic subversion, 24 hours of radio art, January 17th on CITR.
Hi, Effie. I'm continuing our dialogues, our correspondence between my home and your home. This performance is not as telematic as our other ones, but I'm trying to recreate the landscape and the weather, the space that we were in when you last visited me. And you came from Sydney with your partner, and you met my dog for the first time, and we skipped in the pouring rain, and you brought me a bag of dirt, and this bag of earth was one of the first things that you gathered when you came here to visit. The day that you left, we exchanged not letters, but our breath. We took two small balloons and filled them with one breath. And I remember that we each drew in a breath, as much air as our lungs could fill. And we blew it into our balloons. There was a yellow one and a green one. And we tied it up and we gave it to each other. I was thinking of you because my balloon is starting to deflate.
I can see that the sky is gradually getting darker. The sun is setting on my side. How about yours? Everyone is celebrating the new year, but I don't really feel that energy. It's just another day where the sun rises and the sun sets.
I'm standing at the edge of the Waranoa River. I've been staying at a friend's grandma's cottage. I'm in the middle of the bush. You can hear all the cicadas around me.
I think 2017.
But I guess we don't need to, but we can talk about logistics later. But, yeah, I'll take some of the photos and send it to you tomorrow. And, yeah, relax. I'm also super frazzled and need to get up and
of these kind of markers in a bunch of different colors, and I thought the yellow would not really show, so I grabbed the red one and the blue one, and then it really, really, like, there is a yellow one. And it was a little wider, and I was in a shuttle. I made an announcement through the mic, and I said, to start with a game today. All these people going on a slide, but they're waiting. All these adults and kids they were waiting, and there was no music. Because there's no music, it felt so serious, and people standing there waiting to go down this small blue wooden slide in the dark, and it was all very serious, and I plan to show all these different shapes and colors. This game where you memorize the order of the shapes that I would draw on this, on the board. But there's a piece of wood that, like, plank of some sort, and it was wrapped in paper so I could write on top of the paper, which was wrapping this wood, which was stuck onto a whiteboard, but the paper ripped, and so I was a little flustered, so I tried to keep it together, but there were hundreds of people in the lecture hall just watching, and so I tried to be a little bit happy and kind of jokey to divert their attention.
Thank you.
Hi, Effie. I remember that every time we took a drink of any kind, that would be a signal for us to send each other a piece of dialogue. And sometimes, even months later, or after months later, we started this project. Every time I pick up a beverage, I find usually it happens when I'm holding a cold beverage, especially if it's carbonated, I think of our friendship.
To send each other a piece of dialogue. And sometimes, even months later, or after months later, we started this project. Every time I pick up a beverage, I find usually it happens when I'm holding a cold beverage, especially if it's carbonated, I think of our friendship.
That was a live performance from Alana Ho, the sound artist, sound manipulator, etc., here from Vancouver. And just playing as a part of 24 Hours of Radio Art, which happens annually here at the station on January 17th. We'll probably get them to swing around and have a brief chat here in the studio, talk about the performance and the pieces that were going on in it. We'll listen to a few messages, get along in the studio, and then we've got more performances and recordings from local artists coming up in the, over the next couple hours. From 8 to 9 p.m., we're going to hear a couple of pre-recorded songs, sets from Andrew Singh and Jesse Taylor, who do projects called The Nausea and In Mirrors, respectively. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for a brief chat with Alana on the other side.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
For Art's 1,000,052nd birthday, tune into a higher frequency. You are now experiencing 24 hours of radio art on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned for more curated radio art from around the world.
Thank you. Deep black.
That was Sun Death by Leaf Hall. You're listening.